Josh Mills tells me big changes in the way that steelhead are fished. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Big changes are in store for the Olympic Peninsula and West Coast of the state of Washington. Failing returns have continued to stack on each other and missed escapement goals on rivers like the Hull, the Bogashiel, Solduck, Kalawa, and then rivers out of Willapa Bay and other places of that origin. And so fisheries managers were left with some really hard choices. Are they going to have a situation where they're going to have to close fishing all entirely, or were they going to have some modifications upon how anglers could go about it? And so what they've looked into and what they've enacted as of middle of December is that anglers will no longer be able to fish out of boats in many of the rivers on the Olympic Peninsula, as well as some other gear and terminal gear restrictions. And the theory is that we've become so efficient as anglers at catching fish from the moment they cross the bar to when they get to their spawning grounds, that in some rivers, like the Solduck, each fish in recent studies have been caught 1.3 times. And there's delayed effects on mortality, delayed effects on spawning capacity and spawning ability. So with the ban on fishing from boats, like they do on the Deschutes River and have for decades upon decades, is that you're giving fish in river sanctuary and giving them the ability to rest and not be have constantly being angled to.
Josh, ever the conservationist. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.